A series of controversies on both sides of politics last year forced the issue of foreign donations to political parties into the spotlight. Today, the government and Labor came to an agreement that foreign donations to political parties should not be permitted, but there are still some sticking points. Senator Scott Ryan is the Special Minister of State and the man who's been pushing this issue of donation reform inside the coalition. Welcome to RN Drive.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
The Joint Standing Committee on Electoral Matters recommended foreign citizens and entities be banned from donating to Australian registered political parties. In this report, it's come down this afternoon, it also recommends harsher penalties for those who break the rules. It's now your responsibility to put these recommendations into practice. When are you going to do it?
Well, there's a lot of work to be done on the issue of foreign donations, Patricia. This report was due to a reference I gave the committee on behalf of the government last year and is the second of a series of reports. But there is an important difference today which doesn't meet the standards that the government has set, and that is about ensuring foreign donations, if we are to move down the path of banning them, don't actually find their way into Australian politics through loopholes. And sadly, the Labor Party walked away from what I thought was a widespread understanding that if you're actually putting on ads on TV, if you're having people stand out the front of polling booths, just because you're not a registered political party doesn't mean you should be able to take foreign money.
You mentioned that, and so I'll go to it. In their dissenting report, Labor said the move that you talk about could restrict the ability of not-for-profits to engage in the national debate about issues such as overseas aid, for instance.
That is completely and utterly untrue and a diversion from Labor walking away from a key principle here. We currently require third parties, as they're called in colloquially, people that get involved in politics, for example, might run some TV ads, might letterbox, might even stand out in front of polling booths. They often do it at election time itself, so that when people are walking in, you might get a how-to-vote card to an activist group as well. Now, it would create a massive loophole to actually say, well, the TV ad that comes on during the break that's paid for by the Liberal or Labor Party, that can't be funded with foreign money. But a group, an activist group, can put a TV ad on. Some of these groups have hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars, but that can be paid for with foreign money, and we don't even have the same disclosure requirements. The government's made clear that we need to actually make sure that if foreign donations and foreign money are to be regulated because they're a problem, it has to be a consistent law.
So given you don't have support from Labor on this part of the issue, this third party issue, why not proceed on what you do have support for, which is the part where you both agreed?
Well, because I'm not going to create a law that creates a funnel, an opportunity or a loophole of this scale. Now, the government will consider the report and will respond in due course. I am optimistic. I saw Mr. Shorten say today he still wanted to talk to the government about this. We already regulate third parties by requiring disclosure of political expenditure. It would be unprecedented to say we're going to have a ban on foreign donations, but we're going to exempt, we have a get-out-of-jail-free for get-up.
So where does that leave the reform? More talking with Labor? Because the report's been handed down. Obviously, there is some urgency on this issue. When do you plan to proceed?
Well, there's a lot of work still to be done on defining a foreign donation. Patricia, I think we've spoken before that this isn't the easiest thing to define. Do we mean a foreign-owned company in Australia? Labor's proposal, I think, runs the risk of being unconstitutional by saying an Australian citizen living overseas who's on the electoral roll and can vote might not be able to make a donation from their bank account. I think so. This actually requires a bit of work. What's disappointing about today is I thought that the application of it to all people currently covered by the Electoral Act, there's no proposal to expand this. It is simply saying, well, everyone covered by the Electoral Act disclosure rules is going to have to also be covered by the foreign donation rule. Now, I'm happy to have conversations and I hope we can progress it.
How will this ban apply to dual citizens?
Well, again, there are lots of legal issues around this. My personal view, not being a lawyer, I'll hasten to add, is that as the committee's reflected, we don't, you wouldn't probably want to apply the ban to dual citizens. When, if you're an Australian citizen and you can vote in an election, I don't think you want to head down the path of saying because of the foreign nationality you hold as well that you wouldn't be able to make a donation.
So do you feel like you and Labor have come any closer together? Because the main sticking point still remains.
Well, I was caught by surprise by this, Patricia, to be honest. I thought, given that Bill Shorten said earlier this year Labor's legislation will ban foreign donations full stop, that the application of this equally across all the bodies that are regulated by our Electoral Act could be almost taken for granted. And there's a lot of issues about what a foreign donation is. Labor's walked away from that commitment of Bill Shorten. And if they want to come back to that, the government is very happy to talk to them.
The Greens have raised concerns the ban would not include groups such as the Minerals Council of Australia because it was funded by large membership fees, which were not technically donations. Doesn't that provide, I mean, the kind of line you're pushing, doesn't that create two tiers where groups like that can get away with it, but groups like GetUp are targeted?
What I'm interested in, Patricia, is consistent laws. I mean, I think...
But that's inconsistent. Don't they have a good point then?
No, it's not, because there's no allegation that was foreign money. And for example, the Greens also talk in their recommendations, I understand, of banning donations from companies. Now, that's a wider political donations discussion, which the committee is now moving on to as part of the reference I gave it, to talk about the wider political donations laws and rules. But this was about money from overseas, foreign money, however defined. And it's a furphy and another diversion to say BHP and Rio Tinto, with a huge presence in Australia, the Greens want to ban them because they might disagree with the campaign. I just want a rule that applies fairly and equally.
When would you like to legislate?
Well, there's some work to be done on foreign donations. I don't want to necessarily put a timeline on it because the government's got to go through its processes.
Sure. Would you like it to happen this year?
I think I could say I'd like it to happen this year, yeah.
So you think by the end of this year that you'd like to see this legislation passed?
Well, what I'd like isn't always what the Senate does. But I am focusing on this. I've been doing some work in the lead up to this report on what defines a foreign donation. Now that we've got the report, I'll take my time to read it, seriously consider it, and speak to other parties.
Just a final question. The West Australian election is on tomorrow. Obviously, all eyes on Western Australia to see just how this One Nation deal will affect the Liberal Party, will affect One Nation, what the outcome will be, whether the Barnett government will even hold on. Obviously, after tomorrow, we will know. But are there any political lessons here? Because you've got a lot of blowback over this One Nation deal in Western Australia. Should it be something that's replicated, for instance, in Victoria?
Well, I generally have a view of not commenting upon state elections, and definitely not going to comment on it the day before polling day. Look, let's wait and see what happens with the Western Australian election. I hope the government gets re-elected. I don't want to see what happened in Victoria with the government ripping up contracts and hoping the money would flow anyway. I don't want to see the same thing happening to the people of Perth and Western Australia.
But sure, but I asked you to reflect on the One Nation deal. Are you concerned about that deal and the implications?
The time for reflection on an election is after the polling booths are closed and the votes have been counted.
All right, so I'll invite you back on next week and you can reflect?
Well, you might be jumping the gun there, Patricia.
All right. Senator Scott Ryan, thank you for joining me.
Thanks. Cheers.
That's the Special Minister of State, Scott Ryan, joining us on RN Drive. 0418 226 576 is our number. You can tweet us using the hashtag RN Drive.